Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. The one doomed to destruction, or literally the son of perdition. Even Jesus said it had been better for him not to even been born. He was all messed up because there was something inherently in him that never would change. Have you ever seen a person that wouldn't change? Judas was never a sheep. And his true character was finally manifested because he was what we call a dead branch. And a dead branch, my brothers and sisters, are good only for one thing, Minister Cotton. And what do you do with dead branches? You burn them. They're not good for anything else. And guess what? Those that are dead branches, those that will not hear, those that are so stagnant, those that will not hear what God's word is, they are dead branches and they only have one destiny. I'm not judging you. I'm just giving you the word. As believers, we understand that the words of Jesus were profound as well as prophetic. Profound because no one could say the thing that Jesus said. Prophetic because Jesus knew things before they would happen. He knew you would be here this day. He knew Reverend Matthew would be preaching his word. Why? Because he knows all things. Omniscient. That's a word that says God is all-knowing. And because he knew all things, he knew those things. The world today, my brothers and sisters, is still wrestling with Jesus' words concerning how he knew all things. He's the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. He's our rock in a weary land, our shelter in a time of storm. He is our way maker, our way out of nowhere, our shelter. He is everything that each and every one of us need in this dispensation or this church age. Why do you say that, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. Colossians 1 and 17 says, and he, Jesus, is before all things. And in him, all things consist. Jesus Christ existed before anything was created. Before God said, let there be, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit existed. Pastor, I don't understand that. You don't have to understand it. You just have to believe it. God says, I will reveal everything about the story when you get to heaven. There are something the Lord will reveal to men, and there's something the Lord won't reveal. Because sometimes if you share too much stuff, Daryl, sometimes it no longer becomes a secret. Since only God existed before creation, all creation, Paul affirmed that Jesus Christ is God, and that should settle it, my brothers and sisters. Either you believe or you don't believe. Either you have faith or you don't have faith. For Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. You missed it. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. So Philip said, Father, he said, show us the Father that we may suffice him. And Jesus said, when you have seen me, he said, you have seen who? The Father. For I and the Father are. So God the Father took on physical flesh, tabernacled here on earth, so that you and I would behold who he is. Some have said that's the theophany. That's God manifested in flesh in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's only a Hebrew word. That's a theological Greek word that simply baffled the theologian because we ain't quite understand it, because God is a spirit and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But the theophany appeared to Moses in what? A burning bush. And the theophany appeared with Jesus the Christ, and his voice appeared from heaven and the Holy Spirit descended like a dove. That's the theophany of God. Let me run on. My brothers and sisters, God wanted to reveal to the world who he is. And the way he expressed it was through the birth of Jesus, who is the Christ. And because we believe, we are in Christ's hand. What I have discovered is that all of us are in the hands of the Lord, or all of us are in the hands of the way maker. Because Jesus is the believer's path. Jesus is our direction. And he is our course, as well as our means, by which we can get to the Father, and there's no other way that we can approach or come before the Father. God is revealing the path, the direction, and the way in which we are accepted. So how then does this relate to the historical text? I'm glad you asked. The historical text speaks of Moses, a man called Moses, and how God gave Moses an assignment. God had prepared Moses for 40 years in Egypt before he accepted that assignment, and that was to deliver the children of Israel from Egyptian bondage. And that would share and free them from this bondage by delivering them to a land called the Promised Land, or to a place called Canaan. And Moses knew that this assignment would not be easy. God doesn't give easy assignment. And he does that because of one reason, because if it's so easy, you would think you did it. It's difficult because he lets you know this ain't about you, this is about him. And so whenever you struggle to accomplish something in life, whether it's a ministry, whether it's a building, whatever it is, if you find there are obstacles and things that get in your way, just think about the Lord to get out of the way, because I'm the way maker. I need you to get out of the way, because I didn't call you to do it. I said, this is of me. Moses revealed how he had to trust God, Antioch. He had to trust God concerning this assignment, which was to lead the children of Israel out of slavery in Egypt. And every once in a while, we just simply have to trust God to come out of the stuff that we're in. That time, we just simply have to trust God to know that he is still our way maker, and still bringing us, still drawing us, still conforming us into his image. That time, we just have to trust God and believe what he said. If he said, I will do it, that's all that matters. My brothers and sisters, We see all of these things transpiring and children of Israel being brought out of slavery in Egypt. And now after this encounter with God, Moses had to place himself totally and completely in God's hand. See, God sometimes have to break us to make us. Sometimes he has to mold us to use us. Sometimes he has to knock us down to raise us up. Sometimes when we think we got it all mapped out, the Lord says, oh no, I've got this thing coming. Because you do know he is the potter and we are the clay. And every now and then the clay sometimes have to be molded and shaped into his image. I know something a little bit about clay. When I was in college, I had a course that deal with making pottery, and every once in a while I would shape that bowl and it would look well, but as you spin that wheel, you spin that wheel, it would wobble a little bit. And that what was perfectly shaped round is now distorted. But all I had to do was take some water, and he is the water of life. And when you put some water back on it, that which was wobbly, that which was not fit for anything, you can remake it. Now, that's what I call being born again. And the Lord simply said, when I take water and I put it right on you, is rebirthing you, reshaping you, remolding you into whose image? So that we can look just like him. The Lord ain't throwing away nothing that he made. Because he made man in his image and his likeness, and every now and then we have to be molded and shaped and created so that we can look like him. I just gave you some historical doctrine. My brothers and sisters, this was done in order for Moses to accomplish what the Lord wanted him to do. And there is a lesson for us here today. In order for us to accomplish what the Lord wants us to do, we must be willing to place ourselves in the hands of the Lord. Yes. We must be willing. What does that mean? I'm glad you asked again. It means that we must trust the Lord completely and surrender our will for his will and put our faith totally in him. Give up your stuff. Yes. And put your stuff in the Lord's hand. And the Lord then can do what he will do in spite of. It means that we take an attitude to say, Lord, my life, put your name there, belongs to you. My life, put your name there. And all that I have are in your hand. Do with me what you will and help me to do your perfect will. When we get out of self and get into what the Lord wants us to do, then it will be in the Lord's will and not will. Now I know why Jesus prayed, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Not your will, but his will. When we get out of our will, because our will never look like his will, and his will is all-knowing, because our will is temporal, and because our will is temporal, our stuff will change, but his stuff will not. And because if we stay linked to the one who won't change, because our stuff will change, we sometimes say we baptized born-again believer, and I'm not going to change, but soon as trouble comes, we find out just exactly who we are. When our health condition get into a bad situation, we find out who we are. But Jesus said, my will won't change. If sickness come upon you, I have the power to control sickness. If death even hit you, I have the power to restore you. If anything happened to you in your life, as long as it linked up to my will, everything will be all right. Because it's all in the Lord's hand. My brothers and sisters, Antioch at this point in our text, Israelites were at the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army was approaching. And the children of Israel had forgotten about all the things that God had done every now and then. We forget what God has done in our life.